Somehow we've stayed in Ohio, and it's worked out all right. But in those little towns, we grew up around a lot of old church music, old gospel music, actually, and old hymns. And I think some of the old hymns, we talk about it now, they kind of inadvertently taught us that words can be beautiful. They had names like Softly and Tenderly. And there was a strange old hymn called Let the Lower Lights Be Burned. And of course, When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder, you might have heard that one. But I noticed as a boy that a lot of the old gospel tunes, they referenced the sound of a trumpet and this strange idea that the world was going to be reborn with the sound of a trumpet. And as we started, obviously, to get into American music, the music that could have only been made in a messy experiment like America, you know, the great horn players playing that music, Louis Armstrong, and Miles Davis, and John Coltrane, these great horn players, and we've been wondering about the sound of that trumpet. You know, does anybody still believe it's real? Is it a metaphor of some kind? If someone were to start blowing riffs in the sky, what would that sound like? What exactly is on God's iPod? There's a self-imposed job description for any aspiring songwriter. Write music for God's iPod. No pressure. But this next tune, one writer referred to it as a jazz hymn. We hadn't thought of it that way, but I do love that description.